The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. So glad that you could join us here today. If you want at some point to give us a call, please feel free to do so on any of the following numbers: 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Well, let me just tell you, I am actually in Orlando. I am at Jump Ministries International. You may have heard me before interview the pastor and bishop of this ministry, Bishop Daron Hepburn, and we're going to be talking to him in a little while. You guessed it. Easter is coming up, and we are in that Easter season. And as we pay attention to all the political, economic, and other happenings of the country, well, we're going to pay some attention to this season and what it means for the Judeo-Christian community that is so prevalent in the Bahamas. If you are not a part of that community, you're not interested in that, well, you have my absolute permission to go ahead and turn somewhere else and do something else with your time, because I don't want to offend you or waste your time. But we are going to spend some time talking with Bishop about some things about the season and some things he has coming up in the Bahamas. He is busily a Bahamian who ministers and has a ministry in Orlando in the United States, but is doing wonderful things in the Bahamas through his connections and ties with people across our country. And he and I share a very special history together, which we will talk about when we have an opportunity for him to come on. I know that, just quickly, I know that the Bahamas National Statistical Institute released us some number economy, and we'll talk about that in due course. But, you know, for many millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of people across the world, this is especially important one, an important reminder for many.
Input three numbers and press enter for a chance to win the grand prize.
We're going to talk about some of the reasons why that is the case for so many people. And so I have with me today the one and only, as I indicated to you, Bishop Daron Hepburn, Bahamian extraordinaire. One time ago, he was one of those very outstanding track athletes, and is still an enthusiast of the track field. Welcome, Bishop.
Yes, it's good to be here, man. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, I told these people that you and I have an interesting history together. You know, when I first received, as we like to say in a personal way, the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. This is a little different than Mommy and Daddy introduce you to God and to the devil and heaven and hell and make you go to Sunday school. So you're aware of these things. And, you know, people used to ask you back then, this is literally what they used to ask you, how many of you love God? And you say, yes, I do. How many of you hate the devil? And you say, yes, I do. No, at one point I had to come to a place where I wanted to, where I was understanding that I had a very real God with a very real Savior who saved my life and wanted to have a relationship with me. And when I made that decision, when I was in about grade 10 or thereabouts. And at the time that I made that decision, there was this fantastic movement taking place around the school that I was in, the largest school in the Bahamas at the time, Hawksville High School. I mean, I'm talking about a fantastic movement. You would hear young people saying, oh, you all hear what's going on in the back of the school, you all hear what's going on over there. And what they were talking about was these two young people, a boy and a girl. I have to say that because they were not men and women. A boy and a girl who were ministering, prophesying, and leading people to the Lord, etc. One of them was Bishop Daron Hepburn. And my introduction to him was that. And then we ended up at the same church. He was the youth choir director, dynamic, traveling all over the Bahamas choir and the United States choir director. And I was the director of the young people there at the church at the same time. But one of the important things that happened to me was I graduated the College of the Bahamas, came back from Nassau Freeport, and I was trying to figure out what my life would be, what I'd be about. And he and I, and the young lady who he used to minister with, ended up on by the bus stop opposite the Burger King. down in
the bazaar area.
Right. And I was just standing there. And he started to prophesy to me right there, talk to me, and really focus my life on this is what God has for you, and you need to walk that path.
Amen.
And I did. And it there was a certain destination that was talked about, but I came very close to that destination. I ain't dead yet, but I came very close. and so that's the history we have together. But again, Bishop, it's so good to have you with us today.
Yes, it's a blessing to be here. You're in Orlando. It's great to have you in Orlando.
I'm in Orlando.
And enjoying the weather, and it's good to have you here.
No, it's great to be here. Tell us a little bit about Jump Ministries, its history,
The church we're doing, such a God is really blessing us in the Orlando, Florida area. We're in the heart of Orlando, I would like to say. You know, the Greyhound bus station is right behind us. I was telling them last night, we're in the gateway. So everybody that comes to Orlando by Greyhound has to stop in our neighborhood. So we are the gatekeepers in this area. And Jump Ministry is just doing a tremendous work in the city of Orlando and around the world. God has just really expanded our ministry. I came here many years ago. I went to New Smyrna Beach. And that was many years ago. And since then, God has just expanded us. And we moved to Orlando. And now God has made professional athletes come into church. We're just changing lives, building people and changing lives, I would like to say. I say two of the best of everything. God's now, we just had a young lady the other night, Saturday, in fact, just won a beauty pageant. Yeah, I think it was some pageant. At the same time, one of our members, Jonathan Judah Isaac, scored his highest game on Saturday. So I had a win-win.
I watched that game? I was so impressed. You know, I hadn't seen him play because he was injured.
Yes, that's right.
We're talking about somebody who plays for the Orlando Magic.
That's right.
Who goes to this church, but... I hadn't seen him play because he was injured when I got introduced to him.
That's exactly
and
right.
I first saw him play the other night. I said, this guy is carrying on.
He's amazing. He is amazing. You know, I told him sports is, I say, 90% mental. Mm-hmm. Some people may say it's even more. Mm-hmm. And I think once you're out of your head and just let the gift flow, and I think that's what happened that night. He just got out of his head and just...
He was playing.
He was the highest scorer that night on the team. Mm-hmm. So he's doing a tremendous job. And if I could give him a shout out too, he just started his own company.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he gave United.
Well, if everything works out, we hear some more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about that.
Jonathan Isaac's amazing is an amazing story.
Yes.
But you know, when I almost called you the night I saw I was, you know, when you go through YouTube and you look at the game,
right? Sure.
They normally have who the stars are,
right,
playing
right.
in the game,
right?
Well, he was the one opposite the other team. Yeah. And I went to call you. I said, you
why did you call?
They show both North Jonathan, right?
You should have called me.
And so, but so yeah, so Jump Ministries absolutely is making an impact. The other day you were in the Bahamas, with Bishop Sobey Kemp.
Yes, that's right. Yes, all right. We were there giving away 1,000 meal boxes. Mm-hmm. We had maybe 30 to 20 different items on the inside of it, and it was very successful. And I was glad to be able to do that. And the thing that really blessed me, you know, I live right. Maybe a stone throw away.
Sure.
That's where we grew up. Used to come and see me over
there.
So it was. It's like God took me full circle, mm-hmm. and I was able to come back home because God has been such a blessed me so much in Orlando. I was able to be able to come and be able to bless where I'm from.
And this isn't even the first time because during Hurricane Dorian, we did quite some work.
We did so. Yeah, we did. We. I love to be able to come back. I believe that anybody that God has blessed should always remember to be a blessing. Yep. I try to practice that.
Now, one of the things I know is you have a special connection and interest in young people, and particularly troubled young people. You've been able to reach them over years, and I see some of them to this day whose work continues to be positive.
Yes,
and so forth. Why is that, and is that still a focus of yours?
I think Jabak, it's when you have a heart for people, and I think that's just the kingdom. I think I have a heart for people, and normally the ones that God draws me to is those who seem like they're hardest to reach, and for some reason God gave me the gift to be able just to speak into their lives. And I always tell people, you got to be willing not just to preach it, but you got to demonstrate it. So many times when I meet people, my introduction isn't I'm Bishop or Dr. Ron Heffer.
Right.
I meet people where they're at, and I build relationship with them. And I believe that ministry is being able to be hands-on. What is your need? And then meeting that need. Mm-hmm. When you meet people's needs, you've won them.
Yeah,
when people see that you're generally interested in who they are, you're not just trying to win a soul or bring a soul to the kingdom, so to speak.
And that was God and Jesus's way, because I always tell people God didn't say to Abram, follow me and I will take you to a land of philosophical enlightenment.
That's
so
okay.
I'll take you to a land flowing with milk and honey.
That's right.
Jesus said, you know, feed these people, you know. So he said, you're only following me because, you know, because of the word. You're following me because of the miracles I'm doing, right? And so people do see and know when their personal, physical, especially essential needs are being met.
That's absolutely. And because of that, and then being able to walk people through the process, when the Good Samaritan met that gentleman, he bandaged him. Mm-hmm. And obviously he poured in oil and wine, and he took him to it and stayed with him. So many times we just want to minister the gospel and then leave the person. We have to walk them through the process. And that's what God has allowed me to do. And because of that, I've seen lives change and continue to be changed.
And these days, since the pandemic, lots and lots of people are struggling.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they're struggling. And so it isn't unusual to hear people say, you know, well, what is the church doing? You know, are the people hurting? And, and this is one of those times where you get to step up and say, you know what? Yeah, you're right. There's some physical challenges. People laugh. Here you go.
Yeah, meet that need. And we were able to do that. And I was glad that God has put us in the position to be able to come and help those families along with Bishop Camp. And he was tremendous in helping and aiding that and putting that whole event together. So people say the church is demonstrating. So when we do good, hey, we need to honor that and make note of that.
When I was here last, you have a... It's an international food festival.
Global food festival. We did so much. We did a global. We did one in Freeport.
I remember.
And it was very successful. In fact, they're calling me to do one again. It's a huge undergoing.
Because that's a feeding people.
Feeding and meeting the needs. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about. And because we had such a tremendous impact in Freeport, I was just there visiting with the boxes. And everybody said, when are you coming back to the Bahamas to do another food fest? I told them, hey, I said, that's a huge undergoing. So when we could partner, we could be back to do a great get. We could do that food festival again.
When this is the Easter season,
yes,
we're going to take a break right now. But when we come back, I want to just ask you some questions around the season, the meaning, you know, what it is people should be focused on.
Absolutely.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We are here with Bishop Daron Hepburn of Jump Global Ministry International. We'll be back after this break.
Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink. Or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, good for you.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. As I indicated to you, I'm in Orlando, Florida, folks. I'm here at Jump Ministries Global International. We're here with Bishop Daron Hepburn, and we're talking about a number of things he has coming up in the Bahamas. We talk about that soon.
Yes.
And then we also want to talk about this Easter season we are in. I don't know about other people.
Yes.
But no matter what's going on in the world, Easter takes on a solemn season for me. Now, I hear people who talk about the secular origin of Easter, and I know all of that, etc. But still, you know, the extent to which the Christian community uses it as a time to commemorate in a fashion and a significant way a particular reality for the Christian community is the extent to which a lot of us embrace it at the same time.
Yes.
What is the Easter season, and why do we pay attention to it?
I think it's important for us to remember what Christ did at the Passover.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the Bible says that the blood was applied to the door.
Mm-hmm.
And he said when he saw the blood, he would pass over.
Mm-hmm.
And that I believe is a time for us to reflect mm-hmm. about God's protection over his people.
Mm-hmm.
A time for us to reflect the power that we have as believers. Christ died that we could have power. And I believe that no matter what happens in the earth, that the Lord has happened in the earth, it's a good reminder to let us know that God is still in control.
Mm-hmm.
That all power belongs to him. Mm-hmm. And he's given us that power. So it's a time for us to reflect and know who we are as the church, as the body of Christ, that we don't have to just sit back and think that the times are rough. But God still exists. He's still alive. He's still, and that same power dwells in you and I.
There's a lot of people doubt that basic. Yeah,
so many people, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you, you know, one time ago, we took it for granted, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was that what our parents passed on to us?
Yes, yes.
Of course, I'm talking about in the Western world, in the Eastern world, there might have been other different beliefs that people have passed on to them.
Yes.
But these days, man, it ain't unusual even for Christian, children of Christian parents to be saying, you know, I'm not sure I believe all that stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, you look at that and you think, what is that about?
Right. To me, it's reality, because we know when I came here to Bible, to the United States, I came no mommy, no brother, no sister. And I watched God and trusted him and believing in that power. And then when I look over my life and see where God has brought me, that's, for me, that's such a reality to live in that.
Right.
Because everything that I have existed in, that God is still manifesting, is because that's who I put my hope in.
Mm.
And I came from nothing.
Mm.
And so where God has brought me to now, it's simply in me remembering that I have that power and I can walk in that. So many times when I was growing up, I want to say this, when I was growing up and I would hear about belief and faith in church, I didn't understand the reality of faith.
Mm.
I thought that faith was if I believe hard enough.
Mm.
I never put faith and works together.
Mm.
Never. I thought if I believe hard enough, it would be done.
Right.
Until God had to give me the reality of faith.
Mm.
So you can't believe without doing.
Mm.
Faith and works go together.
Right.
And when I put actions with what I believe, an example of that was we had to go to Africa and all of our passport had gotten canceled. And I was believing God to work things out. But God said, if you believe me, you move as if it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we just look at the situation and we let the situation dictate how we respond. That's not what Christ did. Everything that Christ allows to do, he said, believe, but Naaman had to go and wash. He said, go wash in the dirty river. That means he had to move.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't just say we believe and not move according to what we expect God to do.
So even for those people who are doubtful about God today and say, you know, I'm not sure, many times they are looking for evidence of God. That's what they are. You know, I don't know what's the evidence. Why should I believe? What you're saying is your belief, you have to believe first.
Absolutely.
And 100%. Then act as if this God exists, and then you'll see that manifest.
Not just as if you believe, but whatever you believe in God for, moving towards that. God will begin to put the pieces together.
Mm.
When I was going with the trip, I was talking about going to New York City.
Mm.
All the doors were closed. But as I moved and still went to the airport, as I moved and still went to the embassy, they had canceled all our visas in Washington.
Mm.
The Lord said, there's an embassy in New York. When I got to the embassy in New York, they said the process took 3 days. My flight was the same day. But when I got there, and the man said to me, he said, why are you here? He was an African man. I said, I'm here to get my visas. He said, can't you read? The process takes 3 days. I said, watch God work this miracle today.
Mm.
Do you believe I walked in there and that same day I got my visa that was supposed to take 3 days? Now, if I had stayed home and say, God, work it out and just pray and believe and say, God didn't do it. God didn't not do it. I had to move.
Right.
I had to activate. Mm. Then God put the pieces in place, even when doubt was being spoken to me. So when we see things or even hear, we have to trust what God said and move in that direction and then watch God manifest. God is also bound to his word. He expects for us. You know, a lot of times if we see the law, we're commanded to obey the law. But every judge has to also obey the law. So if God speaks a word, he is bound by the law that he speaks. So he has to also keep what he speaks. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So if he declares something, he's also bound to keep what he said. If we walk in it, faith is a law.
Amen. But in fact, the Bible says faith by hearing,
exactly.
And hearing by the word of God.
Absolutely.
So once you could get a word from him about a matter.
Yes.
You're saying believe and then act and watch it happen.
And then watch God manifest.
Right.
And that's what causes it to be alive. Remember when Bartimaeus, the Bible says he screamed to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, he began to cry out and they commanded him to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But when Jesus called, he said, command him that he be brought.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus knew the man was blind, but wanted him to move.
Mm-hmm.
And even at that point, being in that state, he said, what would you have me to do? You could see the man is blind, but it needed to come out of his mouth. So there's a requirement from God for us to do some type of response so that it could happen and he could bring it to pass.
You know what's so interesting about what you're saying is, listen, man, you know, and I know,
yes,
that a lot of folks are beset about by a lot of challenges.
Absolutely.
Okay, come on, guys. Let's be real, folks. We got people whose marriages are mashed up. We got people whose family, children have issues. We have people whose financial circumstances are horrendous. I mean, they don't know where the next thing coming from. We've got people who they feel they've lost too much, lost far too much, whether they lost it in Dorian or lost it in the pandemic or lost it before those things or since those things. People are struggling. And I can tell people that you can come to a place where you say, you know what, boy, how am I going to get past this? But if you can believe, if you can't believe.
You can believe, that's what he said.
Right? I mean,
miracle.
Then all of a sudden hope springs eternal in your heart.
Absolutely.
And but this is the great challenge for people to say, to be able to say, you know what, let me close my eyes. Let me shut my ears.
Yes, yes.
And let me believe with my heart.
Right, right.
And then go and act.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But also what is important is surround yourself.
Mm.
A lot of times we try to do it on our own.
Mm-hmm.
But surround yourself. He said, whatever two of you on earth. That means
agree.
Everybody needs somebody.
So
you got to surround yourself with somebody that can speak into your life and help build that faith and strength.
It's an important note. It's an important note because some of us, we got far too many. You know, I remember you said something a time ago.
But you don't forget
this Bishop DeRoyan Hepburn, and you know, he said to me one time, this was years ago, he said to me, Shivari, you know, you have too many dead people around you.
Mm-hmm.
You have too many dead people around you. So, you know, you've been beaten down. You have too many dead people around you. I took it to heart.
Mm-hmm.
Took it to heart
yes.
and decided, well, I can back away and then do what I have to do, because the truth is you soak up that spirit and that environment.
Absolutely right. You got to surround yourself with people who are moving
mm-hmm.
and not just say they're moving, but they're by their actions, mm-hmm. which is known by truth. Mm-hmm. When you see them demonstrating, you're moving what they're moving with, and that can provoke you to move.
Yeah,
that can challenge you to want more or desire more. But if you're around people who are dead,
mm-hmm.
it's going to come, that's going to fall on you.
Yeah,
be around life.
You got no encouragement, no inspiration, you got no correction. So we have to be careful, the environment. And we
100%.
Have to be able to find, you say, people who can agree with us on what God
that's right
said and believes for us,
that's
and
right.
then go work that
they leave, but also willing to invest.
Mm.
Take the time not just to say I believe, but how can I invest?
Mm.
How could I help you get where you're going?
Mm-hmm.
What part can I play? You came to Orlando and you said, hey, I have a radio program, you brought me on. That's someone who's saying, hey, I don't just see what you're doing. I believe in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And my investment is I have a radio. How can I be a part in helping that happen?
Right.
You want to join yourself with people with vision who are moving, who are not just saying, but actively doing something to show their love and support.
And whatever's in your hand, whatever is in your hand. So you have a radio program in your hand. You got a car in your hand. Mm-hmm. You got a bicycle in your hand. Whatever's in your hand, how can I use this?
Exactly.
Right?
And then God is the one who gives the increase of that. And even when things look dead, we should, as believers, we know God is living. And if we believe that if he's living, no matter what looks dead, God could bring it to life at any time. He told Peter, he said, 3 days I'll be in the grave. And after those 3 days, talking about the Easter season, he said, I will rise. So no matter what looks dead in your life as you listen today, you got to know at any time, God could cause that to resurrect.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes God is working things out of us to be able to put things in us.
Right.
Stops. We stop. God is always working. God told, remember Elijah, the woman needed all her bills paid? The Bible says the word of the Lord came to her. She said, Elijah, what must I do? He said, go borrow as many bottles as you can find. If she had borrowed bottles until today, guess what? God would have filled them until
every
today.
Single
so the blessing stopped when she stopped.
Mm-hmm.
That's when God stops. He stops when
then
we stop. So if we keep moving, guess what? God keeps moving because faith is eternal.
You know, you have a lot of young people in your church.
Absolutely.
I mean, and in fact, you've always been in your ministry surrounded by young people.
Yes, absolutely.
You have a lot of young people in your church, but many churches are not seeing young people attracted to the church anymore. They find that, in fact, that the opposite is happening.
Right.
What do you think is
happening? I think what's happening, again, is you have to be willing to invest.
Mm.
They have to see that you care.
Mm.
You have to take time. If they like a basketball game, go to a basketball game with them. The first thing we want to do is we want to bring them to church. Hey, come go to church with me. Meet the young people at their game. Meet them at the gym. Meet them where they are. And begin to develop a relationship with them. You have to stop the bleeding. They're bleeding. Mm. But if the ministers that are bleeding, they don't want to be around you.
Right.
They want to see that you care.
Mm.
Not comes from investing your time, investing your money, however you invest. And if you don't have money, you can invest by taking them to the game. Whatever your investment is, you said what's in your hand. So whatever you can use to invest and they see that you care, love always wins. The Bible says love cannot fail. And we operate in love. How could we fail?
So Jesus did say, come to Nazareth or Bethlehem. He went from Nazareth to Bethlehem to Jerusalem,
uh-huh.
Samaria.
Absolutely.
I must needs go through.
Right, exactly.
I must needs go through.
Exactly.
So we need to go the way young people are.
To go where they are. But the first thing we want to do is just say, come to church, come to church, come to church. I'm come to church, and I'm just at a broken relationship.
And the impression I have of church is one of, I'm going to go there.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So you have to meet them where they're at, and you love them, and they don't want to come.
You heard it, folks. You heard it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm here with Bishop Daron Hepburn. We'll be back after this break.
If you're looking to diversify your portfolio, chart a course for RF Mutual Funds, where you can get global returns through our suite of internationally invested funds. Get exposure in U.S., Asian, European, and emerging markets without central bank approval. And with financial services leader Morgan Stanley as the advisor of our international funds, you can benefit from RF's global connections. Set sail for international markets today by visiting rfgroup.com. RF, money at work.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reagan Script Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Superclub Breeze's Grounds Ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
They know if you like whining.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Phil V. Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, Stevie S, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best rake and scrape explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink. Or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We are in the Easter season, actually, and so you know how we go. Good Friday's coming up, and Easter Sunday's coming up, and Easter Monday's coming up, and we're so delighted you could join us here today. If you want to give us a call at all on the show today, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. From the Family Islands, you can call us from 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I am here in Orlando, Florida, and I am here with the one and only Bishop Daron Hepburn, He is the overseer of Jump Global Ministries International. He's a very good friend of mine. Very, very, not even only a good friend. I mean, he has been a pivotal part of my life spiritual journey. And he has some things coming up. So, you know, Jump Ministries has got a television platform here in the United States of America in the Florida area. And he is, I think he's still the longest running pastor on television, Christian television in Orlando.
I'm excited about
and, that. And, you know, so the folks are catching him here. Well, guess what, folks? Some stuff is going to happen in the Bahamas, so we're going to let him tell us about that.
Yes, we're so excited. God has really expanded us. Our television, that ministry that God has given us, JGN, has now expanded. We've expanded into the world. You can watch us on Fire Stick, Amazon, Apple TV, Roku. So we could be seen all around platform. And we're excited. We're growing. And we just want to let, and we're about to come on in the Bahamas as well. We're so excited. Sundays at 8 o'clock, we'll be on ZNS 13, okay. Channel 13 TV.
You know, you got to tell them 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock in the morning. 8 in the morning. And we are excited. So Bahamas, get ready. We're coming on. We'll be in your home. And we're excited about coming on. I know some of you said we're coming. Some of you have been asking me when we're coming back on television. But we are now coming back. And also, we'll be on radio every Friday, every Wednesday, and every Monday from 11 to 11:30. So we're excited even to do that. And we'll be bringing the gospel, just bringing life. You know, the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. And we'll be just bringing life into your home. I'm also, if you don't mind.
I was just going to introduce.
Go ahead and introduce.
Bishop has, you know, Bishop, whenever I come here, Bishop is connect me up with all these very connected people in the world. And we have with us today, Bishop.
Keith?
No, absolutely. I'm getting the title first.
Yeah.
The Bishop Keith Farmer. Bishop Keith Farmer is here. I'm Bishop. Extensive background in television and radio networking.
Yes.
And so, welcome, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm honored to be between two great gentlemen.
No,
you and your career and this great man of God. I'm just honored to be here.
No, we're happy to have you here. So, tell us a little bit about your background, because you were telling me about it.
Well, my background has been in secular and non-secular TV. I started many years ago. I want to maybe tell my age. The bishop was talking about me a little earlier. About age, but I started in secular TV, and then as I got into secular, that brought me over to Christian lifestyle with TV. So I started with a station back in the day. It was called TCT, and it's still around, which was owned by the Kuntz family. And then I left TCT and did some work with the what is called the Word Network.
A lot of names know Word Network.
Everybody knew about the Word Network.
Yeah.
And then I started working for the nation's largest African American owned and operated network, which is Impact TV, which is out of Detroit, Michigan, but is the largest network. It's owned by Apostle Wayne T. Jackson and his wife, Dr. Bedwell Jackson. 5 million homes across the country.
Wow.
Impact was very much intricate in the Bahamas. We came over to the Bahamas with Dr. Bobby Jones and Dwight Armbrust and some other people to get us on in the Bahamas. So we're very familiar with the Bahamas.
Dwight is the MC extraordinaire, singer extraordinaire.
Yes.
You want to animate a program? Let Dwight come.
Well, he can stay in the kitchen.
He got a restaurant there.
I'm not gonna shout out, give him no free, but yeah, the great restaurant there. So it's just honored to be, and
it's really good to have. Television, radio, these networks, these platforms, important to getting the message out today. Eh?
It's so important. We had service on last night, and Jess, I was sharing the story. A lady who comes to my church, the mother of the church, she couldn't make it. And her son has been struggling with drugs, probably in his 40s. And he showed up at her door yesterday out of the clear blue.
Mm.
And I remember I was preaching on the good Samaritan. She said to me, she stayed home, pouring the oil and the wine, put on the bandages, make sure it was okay, and just nurturing back to hell. They were watching the television program the same time. He's the same son that brought her from Puerto Rico. She was on drugs.
Mm.
Now he is struggling with drugs over 20 years later. So I said, the Levite was in the pathway, the priest was in the pathway, and the goods of all of us have to go down the road. And it's so important for us to stop, because we don't know when somebody will have to stop for us.
Yeah.
He stopped for his mother and was before the television while I was speaking and heard me speaking the same thing. So God was using media to reach him on yesterday.
And I don't, Bishop, Farmer, make any qualms about it. That television, it's a big part of people's lives.
Absolutely.
I mean, listen, let's forget the religious.
Yeah, just TV period.
TV period. Just listen, TV. Man. So I keep thinking to myself, you know, sometimes when I'm watching TV, I'm pulled in for these shows, these sport programs. I'm thinking, my God, you know, if you have a chance to get any, this medium is it.
That's it. And so just an example of what he talked about, his message was where he was preaching it and they were watching it. So deliverance was going on at the same time. You could be watching TV and deliverance going on at the same time. So that's what God had intended for us, is that his word would go out to the nation. It's going out through airwaves, radio, through TV, through social media. Now we can watch TV and do things with our Android and Apple devices. So then it's happening what he said would happen, that my word is going to reach out to the nation.
I know lots of people are mounting content on these platforms, but is there also not a certain savviness, wisdom that has to be applied to putting the content on there?
Oh, so
the churches need to know and understand television and what have you?
Yes, the content should be a Christian lifestyle content that reflects that of Christ. That's uplifting. That's encouraging. That's motivational. It's not going to be something that's condescending. It should be something that's uplifting the people, not beating the people here. Selling liquor. We're not selling smoking. We're selling things as it relates to the lifestyle of being a Christian.
So people could connect the message to the life that they have to go
absolutely
at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Will you have shows that are a game show or a show that talks about court? That's possible. But you're going to have stuff that's going to encourage and uplift the lifestyle of a believer. That's what TV is.
And over the years of your participation in Christian lifestyle television and the like, have you seen a broadening, an increasing of the viewership or what?
Absolutely. We find more people are watching than ever before because they're learning how. You know, it's different from just watching a pastor preach. But what about outside the pulpit? What do I do? How do I witness? How do I live? What things should I do? How do I save money? How do I connect with my children? Right. All those things are part of it that makes us a strong Christian.
And you know, this is Bishop, one of the things that I find churches can probably find greater advantage in is becoming I wouldn't call it do-it-yourselfer, but you know, but teaching people how to do the practical things.
Because
when you listen to Jesus talk, like Jesus was right in your house.
Yes, sir.
Love your enemy. Right. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Sure. Jesus wasn't telling people, you know, Jesus, the message wasn't, let me give you the background context of what was happening in Jerusalem at the time.
Right.
You know, some of that might have been relevant,
right,
but
right.
He was more, here is how you need to live this life. I'm calling you to.
Right.
Absolutely. And so if people get that, then they lean in because it becomes instruction.
It becomes instruction. And that's what's important for Christian television, that it teaches the people how to be whole, how to be balanced, how to be effective in their living, in their lifestyle.
Yeah.
And that's very important.
Yeah. And so Bahamas, you're coming.
Oh, yo, we're so excited to be coming. It was April. So it'll be the first Sunday in April. We're going to be starting. The radio will also start in April. So people will be able to watch and become a part of what's happening. Everything. God is ready to do things in every one of our lives. When God is moving, we have to recognize when he's moving and move with what he's moving in. And once we do that and connect, that connection is so key. He didn't say whatever one of you found on. He said whatever two of you touch on earth, believing or asking for anything, it shall be done.
Now your platform is not just a platform for you to minister on. There are churches in the Bahamas, if they wanted to reach out to Bahamians and others in the Orlando world area, could get on your platform.
100%. And the reason why the churches want to get involved is because the Bible says Satan is the prince and the power of the air. What we're doing right now as believers is we're taking back that atmosphere.
Right.
We're declaring in the atmosphere that Jesus Christ is Lord. So I want to encourage pastors that want to get into television. It's seed that you're putting in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I don't regret at all going on television because I see how God has expanded it and enlarged my territory. And people are coming to know Christ because of it. I got saved from Christian television at age 11. I was at home in the bar watching TV, sleeping. And I just happened to turn over and my eyes opened and was a gentleman on television preaching about Christ and how he died and how he shed his blood before I went to Calvary Temple. Mm-hmm. But I didn't understand salvation. He just said, you got to repent of all your sins. So I started repenting for God, forgive me for stealing the change of my mother's purse. And I thought you had to say,
listen, everyone.
It was right. I thought you had to say, everyone.
Oh, me and you.
You too.
Me, I used to go to the canal and they pick up this rock. It's for lying. It's for...
Tell me that.
I used to go. I had such a sense of God and the and a conviction on my life. And I was 10, 11.
Yes.
I used to walk from my house down to a canal. And I would say to God, I'd pick up a rock and I say, God, when I throw this rock in the canal, I'm throwing away all my sin. And then I'd go and leave feeling really, really,
really
relieved.
Yes.
And then I had to go back to the canal the next week.
By myself. Yeah.
By
that myself. Shows, you know, that shows God's hand on your life.
That's long time.
That shows his hand on
your life. Very serious sense that of
shows
God.
That shows, that shows his mark.
Yeah.
And it shows that so much more greatness was on the inside of you. And I believe this is just the beginning. Your platform is just the beginning of being manifested in your life.
We appreciate that. We have to take a break for news, ladies and gentlemen. And if all else goes well, we might have another guest to introduce to you when we come back. But you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida. We'll be back after the news break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion. And Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Superclub Breeze's Grounds Ignite with Bahamian Talent. Featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
Right now, if you like whining.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Philvy Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, Stevie S, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best rake and scrape explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth with patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink. Or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. Can't complain when this is
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful. I know that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on any of the following numbers. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-439-3043. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This is the Easter season. I'm here with Bishops Daron Hepburn and Keith Farmer. And we're talking about the Easter season. We're talking about Christian television and talking about some work that Bishop Daron Hepburn has coming up in the Bahamas. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Langan. Good afternoon to your guests.
Go ahead, caller. What's up?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, I have. I hope you'll have me. Lisa, I have two questions for your guests, please. Why is it that Easter does not have a set date as Christmas does? Christmas is always the 25th of December, but why doesn't Easter have a set date like the 25th? That's one question.
Okay, what's the next question?
The other question I wanted to ask is one word that y'all used a lot so far during throughout the conversation was the word belief. But the Bible teaches us truth is what is going to set us free. So I want to know how can a belief set us free? You know, if the question is understood, because I'm one of those individuals who believes that within a society there's no reason why we can't have one God, because God is supposed to be about truth, and there can only be one truth, but there can be many beliefs. And no matter how much you may believe something with all your heart and soul, it doesn't make it true. So I want to ask, how is it possible for a belief?
Yeah, just before they answer the question, let me ask you a question. Are you a believer in the Bible at all? Do you get your truth from the Bible?
I take from the Bible, Mr. Lang, what I feel is useful, but I do not believe in the Bible completely and wholeheartedly from gotcha. Beginning to end. No, sir, I don't.
I got you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Celebrate. We don't want to get so much caught up in the date, but the resurrection and what Easter celebrates to us, what it means. So we're not talking about the date. That's where people get debated. That's why we find so many people don't want to come to Christ. Which day? It's not about the date. It's about who we're celebrating. We believe in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. It's a time that we set aside to honor what Christ did. So that's what, for us, that's for me, that's what the emphasis is. Christ dying, Christ come being risen from the dead and seated on the right hand of the Father. And for me, it goes past just belief. I want you to hear in mind now, if you listen to the radio broadcast, when I came to Orlando, I came by myself. I didn't give a no mother, no father, no brother, no sister. So it wasn't just that belief. It was that belief and putting it to action in what Christ did. And because of that, my life has been so much fruit, so much manifestation because of me putting that trust in God. So for me, it's just more than just a belief. It's a reality. And not just a reality, it's a lifestyle. And God has been faithful. He's been so faithful. And I don't just take one part out. I believe in the whole book. It's almost like eating the fish. You got to eat the meat, the back and the front. Even sometimes I eat the head. I might not eat all the head, but I take the best parts of it and I enjoy it. And you separate the meats from the bone, you spit it out. And letting God lead you. And I'm telling you, God has led me over the years and I put my faith in him. And someone who's put their faith in him, and I've seen the manifestation of his blessing, the manifestation of his life coming alive in me. My church, I have ex-Hindus, I have ex-Muslim, I have people from all type of background who put their faith in Christ and have seen differences being made in their life. If you ever come to Orlando, you should come visit my church, Jump Ministries Global Church, and see the lives that are being changed and touched by God. I'm not teaching them religion. I'm teaching them how to have a relationship with God and believe in his word. And as you believe it in his word and put your trust in Christ, watch God make himself alive.
But, Bishop, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead, because I was just going to say, he took my words that it's the reality of a real relationship.
Because I was just to tell you, I was just, listen, you have to come. You should come to Jump Ministry. You come to Orlando. But let me explain. Let me tell you something. I told you I have a connection with this gentleman. Throughout the years, this has been the case. This man would call me out of the blue. And he said, Shivago, the Lord tell me to tell you X, Y, Z, and Z. I'm right on the spot. Whatever was happening in my life, the relevance was there. On the spot. So how do I deny the what God is doing, what God is saying, God's activeness in my life. Let me give you another example. I'm in Japan. I'm in Ibaraki, Japan. I'm away from my family for almost 3 months. My new wife, one baby boy. And I looked up to the heaven and saw the stars that looked just like the stars in the Bahamas. And I said, Lord, you know, I feel so alone in this place. Listen to me. I hadn't said place good. A Japanese young boy tapped my shoulder and said, excuse me, sir, 1 minute I pray for you. I said, excuse me? He says, yes, 1 minute I pray for
you. Amazing.
I bowed my head. He prayed for me in Japanese. When I opened my eyes, he was gone.
Wow,
there's amazing. A God on a shoot. I'm in the at the University of Western Ontario, 11:15 in the night p.m. I'm on a Saturday night. I'm saying to myself, I said, Lord, here I am. I'm trying to do what you want me to do. I'm trying to be a good Christian, but I'm sitting in this dorm. My roommate is out partying and having a good time. I am sitting in here alone by myself. The telephone rang and said, Chicago, this is Marcia. We are at Western too. We right down the road by Saugeen.
That's amazing.
Wow.
You understand me?
God could put that together.
I'm in Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica. We are having a rally with Pastor Sobe Kemp in one of the worst places in Jamaica. This lady walks up to us and says, please, sir, can you pray for my daughter? She can't hear. Me and Pastor CJ Stubbs knelt down and prayed for that little girl. And when we were done, I said, Petula was her name, Emmy, and she shook her head and said yes.
Wow.
We were so excited. We were going to take her to Pastor Sobe Kemp. The people who saw us carrying her said, oh, that little girl can't talk, can't hear. She can't hear. I said, really? I took that little girl, moved a distance from her, turned her away from me so she couldn't read my lips. And I said, Petula, can you hear me? And she said, yes. And pandemonium break.
So,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm telling people stuff that happened in my life, not other people's lives.
That's right.
I spent a week in St. Catharines by myself ministering in that place.
So
I walked up to this elderly lady and she said to me, they said, call me Pastor Shabarbanan. She says, oh, Pastor, my grandson, he's so bad, he's so terrible, he's doing this, he's doing that, and the next thing. I sit there and prayed for her, for him, and I said, Holy Spirit, get him. That woman, I went back the next day, the woman said, sir, I don't know what happened, he came home, he cleaned up the different boy.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I'm just telling people, these are things we have experienced.
Absolutely. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony.
Okay. Yes. So, it starts, this gentleman said, a belief. You can have different beliefs. You can have different beliefs, but you can only have one belief in God. Only one belief in Yahweh.
Ah, yes.
Only one belief in,
so well said.
In the great I am.
Oh,
and
so
he said,
so well said.
For God so loved the world.
So well said.
That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him.
So
he didn't say trust. He didn't say
believe.
Whosoever truth in him. Mm-hmm. He said, whosoever believes on him. Shall not perish.
You preach it. Why are you preaching like that?
Because I want my young friend.
Why are you preaching?
Because I want my young friend to understand.
Yes.
Right?
But we appreciate him calling.
Yes, absolutely.
He's calling. He's hungry. Absolutely. He wants answers.
He calls often. He's a, you know, sometimes we disagree because of his perspectives, but he always calls. He's an earnest, yearning seeker. There's no question with that.
That's good.
We needed to start. Y'all can't tell me we heard all of that. Didn't get heard. That's a fraud. I think they did. This says, good day. Oh, my God, Mr. Lang, I used to follow this ministry. I don't know why they took their program off ZNS. I love this ministry. Blessing and favor, Bishop. Say, preach, Mr. Lang, preach. This text says, great show as usual. Ask your guest if he feels religion is causing some separation than union.
Religion has always been the key. So my answer to that would be yes. But the way that we overcome religion is by love, is by demonstrating, not arguing, but actually going in and demonstrating that love. By this will all men know you're my disciples, by the love you display to each other. So the only thing that religion cannot copy is the true love of God. Love never fails. So the way we beat that is with love.
All right. We have this. We have some other text here. Let me read. It says, "Good day. It is not about the date. Even if the date is wrong, he was born. Everyone who was born have a birthday to celebrate. Why can't we celebrate ours?"
That's right.
And when people talk to me, and they say, "Well, you know, we don't know if Jesus was born on Christmas Day." I said, "You know how many orphans in the world don't know when they were born?"
That's right.
So the adoptive parents pick a date and says, "This is your birthday." Whenever the day found you, etc. So you don't start debating whether the child day was supposed to be that or not. You just know, "I'm celebrating you, child. You are
that's
here."
That's right.
Right? And that becomes the point this text is saying.
Well said.
We have some more text here. About it. Listening, Bishop.
Yeah, that's you.
They're listening.
That's you.
This text says it's not the date we celebrate. The date, it's the day we celebrate.
That's so good.
Okay, we got you. I mean, you know, I love what you just said, because I remember there was a time in my younger life as a believer where, you know, you got caught up in the debating.
So,
you know, whether you should worship on Saturday, whether we should worship on Sunday, whether you had to be baptized to be saved and all this kind of stuff. And you could have hours and days and weeks of debate on that.
Right.
But as you said, that is the true litmus test of believing in Christ, isn't it? You said love.
That's right.
And what is that exactly?
That is actually demonstrating being able to walk somebody through, not just saying, "I love you." I tell people again, Shabbat, action, for God so loved the world that he gave. So to me, love is an action word. Love is not just speaking, demonstrating it. And I think that is why so many lives are being changed inside of the ministry, and God has allowed the longevity, is when people can see you demonstrate it. So many times we say it, but they don't see it. How do we know God loves us? Because he gave his only begotten son, the sacrifice. And he died for us, took his sins upon us, gave his life. That's how we know the demonstration.
You know, I tell people, be careful if you want to be a God-loving kind of person. And I don't mean be careful. I just said, but if you listen to what the 1 Corinthians 13 says about love, mm-hmm. everything love is...
Mm-hmm.
is a good situation for the person being loved,
mm-hmm.
and not so good for the person doing the love.
Sacrifice.
Right? Love is pain.
That's right.
So I'm loving you by being patient.
That's right.
Well, I don't be patient with people who ain't trying to be.
Right?
You're not trying my patience. I don't
understand. Right.
Love is kind. Well, if I'm being kind, I'm giving.
That's right. That's right.
Love is long suffering. That means that the lover is suffering
long
with the person who's helping them suffer.
That's right. So good.
Right?
That's
good. That's so good. And then I like to remind people that, but don't feel bad, because the extent to which you can be patient, the extent to which you can be long-suffering, the extent to which you can be kind, means that you have the resources
inside
to do these kinds of things.
So, good.
So you are abundantly better off than the person being loved.
So good.
That's why you're
because it's inside of you. Yes, absolutely. Well, that's why God allows us to be tested, to take out what's out of us that doesn't need to be there, and also to show us what's on the inside mm-hmm. of us, what mm-hmm. we have on us, in us. But also, too, faith works by love. So the thing that causes faith to move is love.
Mm-hmm.
We always talk about faith, but you got to have that love behind it. And then the young man that called you, God is trying to speak to him, but he has to have an ear to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't keep calling. He got to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like me telling somebody, go wash the dishes. I hear you. Go wash the dishes, but I come back and the dishes are not clean. When he calls and you give him the answer, for God to bring real change in his life. Otherwise, he's just looking for a debate.
But let me ask you, there's some people sitting out there who are listening. This is Easter season. Good Friday is coming. There's a reason for Good Friday. Good Friday is coming. There's some people sitting out there, Bishop, you and I both know.
Yes.
They know that they have been adulterous. They know that they have been fornicators. They know that they have been thieves. They know that they have been liars. They know that they have been cheaters. They know that they have been steeped in some things which weigh down on their souls, on their minds. But some of them, they think, man, there's no possibility for me to be saved from that.
Mm.
Yeah, from that.
You want to
talk to them? I want you to talk to
that's
them.
A good one.
I got one word to say to you. He without sin cast the first stone.
I ain't touching nobody's stone.
He without sin cast the first stone. And a saying that my mother always said, she said, people in glass house can't throw stones. Jesus, the Bible says, we don't have a high priest that was not touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was every point tempted like we are. So God understands it. We don't come from a standpoint as believers as judgment. Yeah. By the grace and abound, the grace of God much more abound.
So in the first instance, you're saying you are not alone.
No.
In fact, the scriptures say all
have sinned and fall short.
Oh. All. Most. 99%.
All of us.
99.9%.
All of us.
99.9%.
100%.
Okay. So we're not alone.
No, we're not alone.
We're not alone. We all.
Anytime someone thinks like that, Shabago, that's just the enemy wanting to keep them from their purpose.
Okay.
We got to remember, it's not just about Christ. It's about what the seeds that Satan tries to put in people's heart to stop them from coming forth so they could believe the lie. But if people could choose to believe the lie, they could believe the truth. And the truth is that their sins are forgiven.
So you are in prison today and you have an option for freedom. You're in prison today.
Yes.
You are in wherever you are today, you're saying, no, bro, you ain't alone, and there is a way.
There is a way. Okay. This is the way, but we've got to take that way. Okay. He said, to those who believe, so that's a choice. Mm-hmm. So we could choose to say, God, I believe you, or God, I don't believe you, but it boils down to whatever you choose. God will never make anybody serve him. So it's up to you to hear God, hear my voice. Let not your heart be hardened and come to God. So you got to hear, and you got to obey, you got to move.
And then they got some praying parents, guardians, uncles, aunts, managing some young people today, and they don't know what to do. They then pray, they then do what they think they could do, but them young people still caught up in the mess, caught up in the stuff. I would
find someone who's similar, who was in a similar situation, to minister to that person. Because sometimes it's just identifying. A mother may not be able to identify with this generation, what these kids are going through. So they got to find someone who relates to that and who came out of it to be able to speak into their
lives. So they in a gang, find somebody who's in a gang.
Was in a gang.
They in some stuff they're not supposed to be in. Find some stuff, people who was in that stuff.
Who came out.
Tell them, listen, can you reach to them?
Yes, and speak to them.
Okay.
And relate to it.
Okay.
Because a lot of times they feel like you're not relating to me. You don't understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
You're born from a different time. You don't understand that was your time. Now it's my time.
Okay.
Find someone in there.
Identify
with them.
Okay. You're on drugs, and they on drugs, and they need to find somebody who then been on that, come out of that stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
Who can be able to walk them through and who can speak their language?
Okay.
That's how they can understand.
So don't necessarily call the police.
Oh, no.
I'm not talking about that. If they did something, I say, don't call the police. If I want you pull on them and threaten them.
I may call the police, but again, you know, if I call the police, I can call the police. I came out of that. Look how I turned my life around.
Right.
Because every one of us have stories.
We be talking about some ministry now.
You want to connect with
somebody who can minister to that.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad you said that because folks listen to me. Listen to me, please. Some of us been through some stuff.
Yes.
Right? And you thought that mess was just about mess. But that mess might now be a ministry.
That's right. That's right.
Because you can now say to somebody, listen, bro, let me tell you something. I handled this the wrong way.
That's right.
This is what happened.
That's right.
And now I understand that is not the way. Don't do it that way. So a lot of our own issues can be a pathway for other people's salvation, other people's rescue.
People want to be able to understand that you understand, so that you could relate. We don't have a high priest that's not touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but at every point was tempted. God understands. He was 100% God, but 100% man. He understands. He understands our infirmities. Mm-hmm. He understands our. He doesn't throw us away. He walks us through it.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm glad I have you all here. Because one of the things I never observed this before, but I'm seeing it happen more and more. I see families torn apart. I'm talking about brothers and sisters saying, get along, don't talk to each other. Mommy, daddies and children don't talk to each other. I mean, it's crazy business to me.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen that and how you deal with that when you see it.
You know, if I see that, Shabago, I always tell people, when you go in the way of Christ, some families may not be able to accept that, but it's our job in the midst of that to still love them. That don't mean we have to go down and follow the same things if they're not following Christ, but we don't want to get to the place of, because that only paralyzes you. If you want to be able to move clearly and freely, you got to be able to forgive. You have to be able to release. And then in time, the young son that I was talking about, his mother, he brought his mother to church.
Mm.
He left. But his mother never stopped praying, never stopped loving him. And when the rubber met the road, he ended up back at his mother's house, who's now not saying, why did you do this? Why did you leave? She's pouring in the oil and wine because he's ready. So sometimes people have to learn the hard way.
Man, you said a lot just now. So first of all, you got to be patient.
Yes, that's love.
You just said, we talked about that as love. That's the first word you said.
See, sometimes we want it done in our time.
A lot of times.
We tired of him smoking while we in our house. We tired of him bringing this mess around my house. So we want an instant, but it takes time, and God will do his work when he does his work. That's the first thing.
Absolutely.
And the second thing I love what you said is when people then change, man, you can't go back and try heap on people all the nonsense you say they did.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
That's right.
Right? Because we do that.
You beat them down.
Huh? Yeah. Mr. Farmer, we do that. We beat people over and over again. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good to bring up. Because I think the Bible, somewhere in the Bible, I'm paraphrasing, because that could be you. Mm. The scripture says, I said, there go I. Mm. Not that I would judge that person, but that could be me that's in that situation. That's not good. Don't judge me.
You know what the psychiatrists say? Human beings are the only creatures on earth that could re-prosecute an old matter. So if an animal has an injury, but does something, that animal doesn't rehearse that again. That's done with, that's over. They go back and it's all good. But us, we could re-prosecute a matter over and over and over. I did that. They did this to me. They did this to me. I did it. Over and repeatedly. And so we could live in that same mess forever.
And that stops you from coming forward. It stops you from coming into what God has for you. It paralyzes you. Mm-hmm. And it causes you not to be able to receive all the things that God has for you. You have to learn to let go so you could be able to move forward. Mm-hmm. So you keep yourself a prisoner. So it's not God, it's you. It's not God, it's you. You're staying stuck in what happened, what used to be, what somebody did, and it causes you to get paralyzed.
That ain't God.
I want to say this. I remember a pastor, a friend of the church, and so much so he was preaching, how this person offended me, how this pastor hurt me, how this pastor, and every time he preached, he would preach from the place of hurts. And what happened when he was preaching from the place of hurts, he would tell me, don't deal with this pastor, because that pastor hurt him. And so he would try to build my relationship with that pastor based on something he experienced. But if I had listened to that, the blessing I got from the other pastor that he was trying to, I would have missed.
Yes.
I had to come to the realization for that pastor for myself. I can't let what he went through affect me.
Yeah.
So because of that, I was one of the person who owns the biggest Christian television in Orlando.
Yeah.
If I had listened to somebody else condemn him, then I would have missed what God has for me. Yeah. He has put me on his television and blessed me. I mean, over the years, over 30 years. But in the beginning, someone was trying to speak negative. Their hurts or their experience it was trying to put on me. But I say, oh no, thank God I didn't listen to those seeds.
Yeah.
How many relationships have people gotten broken or missed out on because what they've heard, that I've heard demon.
Yeah.
You heard me right, that I've heard demon. Mm. You say, get past that, I've heard demon. Mm. You got to hear what God is saying. Faith coming by hearing. So of course the enemy wants you to hear the wrong thing so he can bring doubt and fear and cause you to miss.
You know, when I became a cabinet minister, I would always, before I go into a ministry here, that one is the next one. When I had the first staff meeting, I always said the same thing to all of them. I said, listen, as far as I'm concerned, you are all on a clean slate.
That's right. That's
what I said. You could only prove to me otherwise.
That's right.
By your behavior.
That's
now.
Right. That's right. That's
I don't
right.
know who's BLB. Yes. I don't know who's FNL.
That's how it should
that
be.
Is not my interest.
That's right. That's right.
We all have a job to do.
Well, that's wisdom.
Let's do our job.
That's wisdom. And right. because of that wisdom being applied in my life, I've seen the fruit of it. I've been on the longest, the gentleman told me I was the biggest Christian television in Orlando, and I'm the longest pastor. But if I had initially listened to the wrong thing, then the blessing that man has been to me, I would have not experienced based on I've heard.
But now, when we come back, though, there are some people who have hurt us. There are some people we have hurt. And so those relationships are soured. When we come back, I want to ask you to speak to that for us when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabar Golang, your host. I'm here with the leader of Jump Ministries Global International. International Global Ministries. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Marsha Gar, the lady who run into me, Marsha Gar.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she had pictures of her damage. my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We need to talk, and it's about something pretty important. Your NIB contributions. For nearly 50 years, NIB contributions from hardworking Bahamians have supported families and individuals alike. But Bahamian families have changed. Families are having fewer children. This means less workers are entering the workforce and making contributions. And with Bahamian retirees living longer, pension payments have also increased. As a result, payouts have gone up, continuously exceeding contributions coming in, resulting in a deficit. That's why, starting on July 1st, 2024, both employers and employees will have to pay a little extra to sustain this national lifeline. The July 1st rate increase is our way of ensuring that NIB benefits are available for generations to come. We all have a role to play, and it starts with investing in tomorrow, today, with NIB.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
If you're looking to diversify your portfolio, chart a course for RF Mutual Funds, where you can get global returns through our suite of internationally invested funds. Get exposure in U.S., Asian, European, and emerging markets without central bank approval. And with financial services leader Morgan Stanley as the advisor of our international funds, you can benefit from RF's global connections. Set sail for international markets today by visiting rfgroup.com. RF, money at work.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
I'm there to take a stand, everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, letting you know that you're not alone, holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're coming live to you from Orlando, Florida. And we have him for like two more minutes. So we've got Bishop Daron Hepburn here with us, and he's going to have to dash and leave us. But Bishop, we wanted to just ask you about those people who find themselves today having offended, or maybe having been offended and struggling to get past that.
Let me talk to a particular situation I have. When I was in New Smyrna, when I originally started, I was in a situation with a pastor over him when I prayed personally, and I would do my best not to say anything negative. But one day a pastor called me and said he wanted to take me to lunch. And I said, well, why do you want to take me to lunch? He said, because anytime I mention your name to a particular pastor, he gets a look on his face. When he said that, I got upset. I said, man, you and him go to lunch. And I had him before. When I went to his house, and I didn't go to his house to tell him Jesus loved him. I wanted to go to his house and tell him off. And I, you understand? So I went to his house and he wasn't there.
Right.
And when I went to his house, he wasn't there. I went to his church.
Mm.
I said, I'm getting this out today.
Mm.
Whatever his problem is. Mm. Here I am in my church. He got this big church. What's this man's problem?
Mm.
So I went to his church to tell him off. Guess what? He wasn't there. Mm. So I just got mad.
Mm.
So when I went home, oh, Lord said, bless him. I said, God, I won't bless him. Let me curse him one time and I'll repent. I said, then I'll repent. I'm keeping it real.
Right, right.
So the next, I went and I bought some flowers the next day to take to this pastor. And he called his other friend. These were two Caucasian pastors.
Right.
And he called his other friend. So they two buddies together. And I said, oh, Lord, here we go. So he, the one said to the other one, if I was you, I wouldn't take these flowers. I'm thinking to myself, if I was you, you better take these flowers. I spent my last bit of money for these flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Holy Spirit said to me, say to them, forgive you. I said, God, say to them, forgive me. Why you not fair? I'm serious. I said, God, it ain't me, it's them. So I said, you know what? I said, forgive me. And I broke. I started to cry. And they saw that I meant it. He said, no, I forgive you. He said, please forgive me. And he said, I release you. And what the Lord revealed to me from that, he said, Duron, that was your test.
Yeah.
He said, they were not going where I was taking you.
Mm.
And I'm not saying this bragging. Those two pastors, and I really mean I'm not saying this bragging because I'm still in ministry.
Yeah.
Those None two pastors it. Are not ministering today.
Mm.
They left the ministry. They're no longer pastoring.
Mm.
By the grace of God, I'm still pastoring.
Mm.
What God was saying to me, that I was testing you and proving you. So whenever you hold on to things, it hinders you from getting where God wants to take you. So you got to say, this test is not for them. Ask yourself in the midst of every bitterness and every trial, God, what are you trying to teach me? You remember the rich young, the lawyer, when he went to Jesus, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Trying to test Jesus. What Jesus did was Jesus showed him himself. What I found from scriptures a lot of times, what God will always show us, not the other person. And we learn to say, God, what are you trying to teach me? Not the other person. Then God can work on you, and then you'll be in a better position to work out what that works for you. So God could take you where he needs to take you. Another example is when the woman was caught in adultery.
Mm-hmm.
They brought her to Jesus. What did Jesus say? You without sin. The scripture, Jesus always made men look at themselves. So one of the things you want to do is say, God, how did I offend? Where did I offend? Examine yourself. And not put it on the other person. Because if you put it on every test you fail, whoever's hearing this today, you got to take it till you pass it. It just comes in different forms, different people.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take that test until you pass it. And if you take it again, you have the grace of, you know how to take, if you go to college, you take a test, you'll be glad to take the same test over and over again. That's a sure A, because you already know the answers. So if something comes again, another test or trial, you already took it before. So you pass it with ease, because I had the same example before.
Wow.
So that what I went through with those pastors, I had another pastor that did the same thing. I passed it with ease because I took the test before.
You know, somebody said bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
That's it. You summed it up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly right.
Bishop, listen, we appreciate you.
Man, I appreciate
you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having me, man. You're a wonderful blessing.
We hope we'll talk to you again.
Yes, bless you.
All right, folks, Easter Friday is coming, and so is Easter Sunday. For those of us who believe in that way, and hopefully, you will be able to, in this season, reflect on what it means for you and so forth and so forth. We had a text yesterday, Shavara, can you ask your guests if they preached the gospel that Jesus preached? That guest is in here now. So and I don't know how he could speak for they. He could only speak for himself. And basically, I could tell you, having listened to him over the years, etc., I would have to say he preaches the gospel that Jesus preaches. That's what I would have to say, especially when very often you're quoting what it is that Jesus, knowing him as I know it. This text says, afternoon, why is it that God finds it necessary to fill the trivial needs of some while innocent children starve and die because of poverty? And I imagine that you think that every innocent child is dying of starvation and poverty, right? There's no child who is not dying of starvation and poverty. So if God is to be responsible for the children who are dying from starvation and poverty, well, who's responsible for the children, including yourself, who are living? Who's responsible for the fact that you are here? I am here. My children are here. Our children's children are here. There are 8+ billion people in the world. And there are many, many, many billions of those people who are who are not dying of starvation, who's responsible for that? You know who's responsible for starving people a lot of times? People who sit around and don't do anything. How many times have people made appeals to you to do things, to help, to support, and you don't help? There are people who are dying from starvation in Africa. Isn't it true that you and I can help? Yet you sit down and you would talk about why God would fill the trivial needs of some and let innocent children die. Is it God who's doing that? Or is it a mean person like me and you who refuses to open our hands, open our pockets, and be helpful to such people, right? See, we have to be careful, right? Because a lot of people are helping those starving people in Africa. They're helping starving people in Haiti. They're helping starving people in the Bahamas. Bishop Hanchel feeds people every day. Does he not? He and others, the feeding program being done by so many churches who are doing it, but yet you sit around and you think, oh, the justification for me not believing in God or me doubting God is that they are starving people in Africa. Really? Are you starving? Why are you not starving? Is that God or that's devil or that's nobody? I don't believe in that philosophy and that thinking. I think it's fraught with irrationality. This text says, being a little facetious, but the pastors who claim they have a past, have any of them ever turned themselves in for former crimes? I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. Some may have. I might say that I have ever heard of it being done. But who knows? You know, some of us spend a lot of time trying to find a reason not to believe, trying to doubt, but also trying to understand and clarify, right? So some people are genuinely, earnestly asking questions about God, about Jesus, about the faith. And I don't think God is afraid of those questions. And Christian people or people of faith who believe shouldn't be afraid for people to query their questions at all. Not at all. I had a roommate in university who used to ask me many questions because he did not believe in God. He did not. He told me he did not believe in God. He asked me questions about how is it that so many babies die and if God is such a good God. And I simply asked him one question. I said, does the world's population increase or decrease? He said, it increases. I said, so in order for the world population to increase, more babies have to live than die. True or not true? He said, that's true. I said, well, if you blame God for the babies who die, then who do you blame for the babies who live? Because the one who you blame for the babies that live is actually doing a better job than the one who for the babies that die. And so if you want to attribute both to God, then you'd have to say God is more good than bad. He said, well, to me, he emailed me some years ago to tell me that he was a deacon in a church and had been saved and so forth many years later. So God isn't afraid of our questions, our queries. And so if you want to rile him out, you want to tell him, listen, Lord, I don't understand what you're doing. Honestly, I don't even understand if you exist, et cetera. No problem. Because an earnest seeker, I believe, God will approach. An earnest seeker. Not somebody who's trying to be facetious, who want to come down on people who believe, who want simply be cute and so forth. But I think an earnest seeker, God will draw near to and say, you know what, bro? I see you searching. I hear you searching, and I want to help you. I want to help guide you. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break, and then when we come back, we will wrap up the show. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Show me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
We need to talk. And it's about something pretty important, your NIB contributions. For nearly 50 years, NIB contributions from hardworking Bahamians have supported families and individuals alike. But Bahamian families have changed. Families are having fewer children. This means less workers are entering the workforce and making contributions. And with Bahamian retirees living longer, pension payments have also increased. As a result, payouts have gone up, continuously exceeding contributions coming in, resulting in a deficit. That's why, starting on July 1st, 2024, both employers and employees will have to pay a little extra. To see the increase is our way of ensuring that NIB benefits are available for generations to come. We all have a role to play, and it starts with investing in tomorrow, today, with NIB.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
If you're looking to diversify your portfolio, chart a course for RF Mutual Funds, where you can get global returns through our suite of internationally invested funds. Get exposure in U.S., Asian, European, and emerging markets without central bank approval. And with financial services leader Morgan Stanley as the advisor of our international funds, you can benefit from RF's global connections. Set sail for international markets today by visiting rfgroup.com. RF, money at work.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Letting you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us for these remaining moments of the show. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325. You can also text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. I don't know how people could text the show and ask me of something that they heard happen and expect me to be able to confirm or verify it. I can't do that. I don't know. This says, sir, I'm talking about when people say God's intervention helped them get a better job, a better car, etc. Where is God's intervention in saving lives? If I was God, before I intervened to give people wants and wishes, I would fulfill the needs of the less fortunate. Even Jesus said that that's who he came for. Yeah, but so you are suggesting that God can't help people in small ways and help people in big ways? Are there not people who are having their lives saved? Are there not people who are finding you and I don't get to say what God is doing in anybody's life. If somebody believes God helped them get a better job, that's on them. You know what I mean? If somebody believes that God helped them overcome cancer, somebody believes that God helped them get over a stroke, a heart attack, etc., then that's on them. You and I don't get to say whether that happened or not. That's God's business. Why is that your business? Why is it my business? Right? The question isn't what is he doing in their lives, small or good or big. The question is, what is he doing in your life? Why do we do that, actually? Think about that. Ask yourself the question. Why are we so concerned that way about arguing whether God is intervening in somebody's life in a small or big way. Is that really the important question? Is the important question, how am I relating to God myself? So in this Easter season, why don't you turn the question away from other people and turn it toward yourself and understanding where you are with God? And then you could ask God a question. You don't have to even ask me. You don't have to ask somebody else. You could say, God, why would you go and help somebody get a job and not help that little baby not suffer from cancer? That's a question you could ask God. I really believe that. Don't ask me because I'm not God. Don't ask somebody else. They're not God. You can get on your own. You can lift your own voice and say, you know, God, I want to understand whether this is true or not. I want to know. And just wait and see. Let him answer. I got three of my kids around me here today. How y'all doing?
Good.
Y'all good?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The last thing they want to be is on the radio, so I'm just telling them. Hi, guys. Y'all good?
Yeah.
you know. So as we get closer to Good Friday, I remember when I was growing up, Good Friday was a very solemn day. A very interesting day in the Bahamas, too, because we used to say it almost rains on Good Friday and almost always rains around 3 o'clock. You remember that's where they say Jesus actually died on the cross around 3 o'clock, and it almost always seemed like the weather would change. And I don't know that to be true, but, I mean, that was the way we tended to see it. And Bahamians would, in the tradition of Good Friday, eat their fish and their buns or loaves in remembrance of what happened on that day. Again, that may not be your faith. That may not be what you believe, but that is what a whole lot of people in the Christian community in the Bahamas believes. It has been a part of the Christian tradition and the cultural heritage of the Bahamas for many, 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 many years. It happens to be a conviction that I have, a belief that I have. I believe that to be a historical reality. I don't know what all the dates are. I don't know what the accurate dates are. That's not something that I can confirm. It doesn't matter to me. It does. I believe in the historicity of Jesus Christ. And I believe in the circumstances surrounding his birth as described in the scriptures. And to the extent that we as a people have over the years around this period of time tended to put even more emphasis on that, so I have been a part of that tradition. But it's not the only time I remember. I have set up in my own home a communion table, and sometimes I administer communion to myself in of the work and sacrifice of Christ, which all of us need. All of us need it because we've all fallen short by virtue of our behavior, our conduct, our sin. And sometimes I've administered the communion to my son. I haven't done it to my older children because they've been off and what have you. But I do so in remembrance, not just at Easter time, but as I indicated, with some regularity beyond Easter. And I think it's important as a part of my faith. Remember, this text says, Mr. Lang, Jack, Grunt, or Snapper on Easter. Jack for me. Definitely. Jack for me. That's my tradition for sure is to have Jack on Easter Day. Hopefully, if all goes well, we will take up some additional issues. And I promise you, y'all get mad at me if you wish. I do not propose for the remainder of the week to get heavy into any politics or politics or economics or that kind of thing. I don't propose to do so. But you're free to tune in where you think you might be able to get what you want to hear. All right? But in fact, Friday's a holiday, so tomorrow might be far by Friday, but be far by Thursday or something. No, we do have a guest tomorrow too before we do anything else. And then we'll take that up with them. All right. But as I indicated to you, we are here live in Orlando. I leave here tomorrow. We've been interacting with Bishop Hepburn, and we're going to be doing some stuff with him over time. A young Bahamian who has really been done fantastic things ever since he took that leap and came over to the United States of America, and continues to be connected to the Bahamas and continues to do work in the Bahamas as others continue to do work at home in the church, in the churches, trying to reach out with the gospel, trying to reach out in Christian love and fellowship, trying to be of service to many, many, many people. You know, the church gets a licking from lots of people. And I can't say that in some ways, some things that may be said might not be deserved. I can tell you this much. There are lots of people, lots of us, who owe our sanity, who owe our values, who owe whatever virtues we have, who owe whatever principles we embrace, who owe opportunities that we have had to the work of the church. That is the God honest truth. And it has been a check on some behaviors that even the political powers in the country might have exercised over the years. It has been a check on times on some of the commercial power that may have been used over the years. And so the church has done it, the church as a whole, I'm not talking about any particular church, but the church as a whole has been a force and a factor and an influence in our country and in our world. And I am not going to be one of those people to deny that influence, that positive influence. Certainly I can't deny it, as it has been a pivotal part of my life and the life of so many people that I know. So, ladies and gentlemen, so glad you could join us today. God bless you. He spares life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.